Happy to get the win. What a great battle. It was one of those games that kind of fit in alignment with all the other games that we've been able to see that came down to the wire, and so worked out in our favor. But I thought it was a great battle between two teams, and a great rivalry. It's why it's such a special game, and it's why I'm excited that the game is going to be back, and it'll be back every year with us being the same conference. And the energy in that stadium was awesome. I thought all the Utah fans did a great job at creating that home field advantage. Also really appreciate all our BYU fans that came and were able to find tickets. That was a really cool game to see as much Royal Blue as we could in that stadium. But what a great atmosphere, a great game, and really feel good about some of the things that we did in that game. Obviously, as a team, we didn't think we did our best consistently enough, but we did enough to get the win. And we knew that Utah would come out there's a lot of uncertainties, one being who's going to play quarterback, what scheme they're going to do. And I thought the guys were able to just kind of feel it out a little bit and then settle down and just play football. Defensively, really proud of the adjustments they made. The ability to get a shutout in the second half gave us that chance to get that win. And offense did enough. Special teams was a definite positive for us. Getting turnovers was helpful as well. So winning the turnover battle and playing clean football helped us out. So it was a tough sledding against that defense. It's a great defense. We knew that going into the game, but glad that we were able to get the plays made in the last drive and get ourselves set up for that game-winning field goal. So looking forward to this next week, though, and excited about our team and our players. Just stay humble and stay hungry. We got to keep working. Glad that we got to enjoy the energy, the festivities, all that stuff, and came home, and the entire Rock section was here, greeted us off the buses, which made us getting home and getting to bed a lot later than we anticipated. But we were able to get enough sleep, get to church, and enjoy the win. But now we got to get back to work and move on to the next one. So as much fun as that game was, now we go back to our same same process of learning from the game, trying to find a way to get better and improving from it, and then now moving on to the next one and doing it with the ability of staying humble and staying hungry and getting back to work. So that's what we're going to do this week, and I'll take any questions you guys have.
Thanks, Coach. We'll start with questions from Jared Lloyd and then John Kuhn.
Ronnie, I was interested in what it's like, not just this last Saturday, early Sunday, but after, when you come home and have the fans waiting at the airport or when they met the buses. We get to talk to you after the game, but what's it like, later in the evening when you come back and everybody's there supporting you and, you're wrapping up a win like that?
Well, I mean, that was awesome to have. I mean, it was literally thousands and thousands of students and fans, and the majority of them being our students here on campus. But I know there are some others that were there too, and I appreciate them. A lot of others just probably didn't think the trip would be good enough at being that late at night. But all these young people were there and had so much energy that it was hard not to give it back to them, So when we stepped off the bus, it took a while, but they crowded the buses, and it was an awesome sight. A lot of fun for the players, and just really had fun. I mean, Will Farron got the crowd surf with Cosmo, and so that I think I probably hit the weight limit, so I couldn't do the crowd surfing, but that's okay. My body type should never do that. But the it was cool. Just want to thank all the fans that were here and gave us all that energy, and just we felt it, and it's been a lot of fun, man. Just really happy for the players, but even more happy for the fans. I mean, I'm glad that they enjoyed that win, and looking at it from my perspective, though, it's what can we do to make sure that we can play better going into this next week, and praise to some of the really cool things that we saw that we did well this week. So that was in that Utah game. So that was a lot of fun, but now we got to separate it and move on. But Yeah, it just made us go into bed a little bit later than we anticipated.
A lot has been made, of course, of what Kyle Whittingham and Mark Harlan said after the game about officiating and things like that. And we've talked before, you know, sometimes you get riled up about calls. I think everybody who's passionate about the game gets that way. How do you try and handle those types of moments when things don't go your way, or a call doesn't go your way, or how do you kind of try and address those? What's your approach?
Well, I think you guys seen me in those situations that we've had it. I mean, and I think it's a human reaction to be upset and be frustrated. So I know how I can deal with it. I'm not here to tell anybody else how to deal with it. But with that crew, I mean, there are things that didn't go in our favor. And when I talked to the crew and they explained it to me, I mean, one that comes to mind was the face mask. I was obviously frustrated about it because it wasn't a face mask, and I think you can see it on film that it wasn't. So I was upset, and I was getting my words in, and ref came over to the side and gave me some time and listened to my frustration. Then he sat there and he gave me an explanation, and he said, "Coach, from my point of view, it looked like it was a face mask," and you know, he owned up to it. If I missed it, but from my point of view, I hope you can understand where I'm coming from. And you know what? When you watch it on film, I can see what he saw, and I appreciate the communication. Even though there's some point for me, we just have to move on and get the next call in, and I get to keep coaching. That was part of it. That sometimes it happens, man, and just got to keep moving on. But I do appreciate them explaining things to me and communicating it to me.
Go ahead, John.
Lonnie. Special teams-wise, you know, Will Ferrum obviously had his failed goals. Keelan Marion had a big touchdown return for you guys. It ended up accounting for most of the points that you guys scored. And looking at just the special teams across your wins this season, they've played a big role in getting you guys points when you needed them. Punting's been crucial in flipping field position. What's kind of key the consistency in that phase of the game for BYU to where you're able to come up with points week after week on special teams?
Well, I think you have to praise a couple of things. Number one are the players taking ownership of the craft and understanding the scheme and executing it. And then just taking ownership of it. The importance of that phase is huge to us. And with that being said, having Kelly Papinga run the special teams has been a huge asset for us. And him, I allow him to kind of be the bridge from the offense, defense, and allowing special teams to be the bridge between those two phases and being that third important bridge, the glue to the team, where you use both guys from both phases, and you even have your own group of specialists that belong to both sides. And so when I allow him an opportunity to give his presentations, his vision, and the players have all bought into it. And so K-Pop's done an amazing job at leading in his role and has done a great job at demanding the most he can out of his players. And that's not an easy thing to do. With the limited time that you spend in special teams, K-Pop has to be on top of it, and he has to be really efficient. And he's one of our best coaches because he can be efficient with his time, and he works really well. He has a good gauge on the entire team and their abilities and the potential. So those are the two big major reasons why it's been a huge phase for us, and it's been quite the X factor.
Thanks, John. We'll take our next questions from Kevin and then Mitch.
Hey, Kalani, we saw Braden Time go out at the end of the game. How's he doing, and do you think he'll be back this week?
Yeah, we're still reviewing it. Definitely not out for the season, and so you know, there's a possibility that he come back. He's a tough kid. We'll take a look at it. We'll see if he can be able to go this week. If not, then it's got to be the next guy up. But he'll be available, and really today and tomorrow we'll be able to get a good feeling for the time for all that. But unfortunately, that happened. It was, I think he got rolled up on a pressure that was a sack, and you know, he's done some amazing things for us. It, you know, if he can go, great. If and he's tough. If he can go, we'll get him back and he'll be ready to roll this weekend. If not, then I know he can give us the role that like Connor Pay did for us when Connor was out.
And how have you seen Jeff Grimes' scheme kind of evolve over the last few years since he's been around you guys? And do you think the familiarity with him helps this week at all?
I think it's going to help both sides. I mean, he knows a little bit about our scheme, and we know a little bit of his background. And so I think that, you know, A-Rod and Fessy have been able to use a lot of what they bring to the table with T.J. Woods and Kevin Gilbride and Harvey Unga. And, you know, so that's been a good mesh of ideas. But, you know, looking at it with what we do offensively, I think we kind of pattern it to the talent that we have on the team, and I think Grimes does the same thing. So definitely familiar with each other, but when it comes down to it, the players are the guys that are on the field that make the plays.
Kalani, this is the second repeat opponent you guys have faced in your conference schedule from last year. How helpful is it in a week prepping for an opponent for the staff and players on in your program to prepare for a team that you've already, you know, have some familiarity with from last year?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited because we know that that game didn't go our way last year, you know, and it actually started off wrong, and so. And we know we could play better than what we did against them. So now they're coming to our house, and we're excited for that opportunity to play them again. And there's you know, a lot of their guys are back, so you know, the matchup's going to be awesome. We know that they've got a lot to prove, and they had a great game last week. I mean, look what they did against Iowa State. And so for us, we have to be on top of everything. We see on film how dangerous they are. Tons of talent, and I know they're well coached. I mean, that's, I have a lot of appreciation for their coach and for what they've been able to do. And, you know, looking at Lance and the entire program, I mean, they take on his personality, and he's tough and he's rugged, but man, their football IQ is impressive, and you know, they're playing some really good football right now, so I know he'll have them ready to go, and I got to get these guys ready to go and for that matchup this weekend.
You were asked about Keim. I wanted to follow up. What's the outlook on Leo Usa this week, and also Connor Pay? Is he going to be back and ready to go?
Yeah, we feel good about Leo Usa being ready to go. Connor will be. It's going to be really close. I mean, I think he could have pushed it maybe against Utah, but I think we did the right thing. But you know, we're hoping to get Connor back this week, and that's kind of, I think, like I said, today and tomorrow will be kind of more the measurement of if we're going to be able to get that done. So, but we feel good about it.
Thanks, guys. We'll take our next questions from Jake Hatch and then Sean Walker.
Kalani, wanted to ask you, in terms of the schemes that you're running on defense, have they adjusted much from your time at Utah? Because it felt like yours were one of mere images of one another on Saturday night.
Yeah, very similar, and the defense. I mean, there's only so much defense that you can do, and I think the way that the foundation of it is very similar, and then the matchups very similar, and you look at the offenses very similar with a lot of tight end sets and the ability to spread it out, trying to establish a run game. So there's a lot of familiar looks that we saw. And, you know, we got to practice against it. It's probably why it ended up being quite a low scoring game. You know, the score was because I think you had some really good teams that know each other, know a little bit about the scheme, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough matchup the entire game, and it came down to the wire just like a lot of people, you know, were predicting. Obviously, I feel like we can definitely do some things to help us out the next go-round, but I'm really proud of the way the guys played. It was a... Yeah, you have to really admire what was done on both sides of the ball, on both sides of the matchup. And I thought Utah brought a lot of intensity. I thought we were able to do that too. And then just have a really cool, awesome battle. And the end result came down to the wire, and it's a close game. And it seems like that happens quite often. And we were really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be something that can be a huge catalyst for this team. We knew that we had to go into a hostile environment and to do something that BYU hasn't been able to do for a while, and that's win up there. And these guys should be really proud of the way they did it. But With that being said, there's a lot of things that we know we could do better, and I'm sure Utah's doing the same thing. You have to be able to assess how we can improve. But man, I was enjoying the matchup and enjoying the environment. That's what college football should be all about. It was a lot of fun, and man, just it was good to have it back.
Also wanted to ask, you're facing off against Jalen Daniels this week. It's one of those weeks that you know who you're facing, a quarterback. Give us your assessment of him as a player.
No, he's gifted, man. The guy can run, he can throw, and he's a veteran. So it's a difficult matchup. And then they have their running back that's back. I mean, it seems like there's great running backs all over this conference, and he's one of the premier running backs. And so you combine that with a physical line, and then I don't think they get enough credit for what they do on defense. We saw that, how they can create havoc and create some turnovers. And so this will be a great matchup for us. I'm looking forward to us trying to play our best game of the year this weekend, and trying to improve and get some things better and be more efficient as a team than we were even last week. And looking to get that done. And it starts with today's prep and today's practice.
You touched on it a little bit right there, Kalani, but this Kansas team kind of struggled a little bit early, but it feels in some ways like they're coming off of their best game of the year against Iowa State. Just how much confidence are you expecting out of them? And I know the record looks like 3-6, but you guys, it seems like you guys have faced a couple of teams with lower records that have been giving you all that you can handle. So just how much confidence are you expecting from this team right now coming off of the way they played over the weekend?
Well, it's just not all that we can handle. That's kind of what's going on in the conference. There's a lot of parity in the conference. And so, and anybody can play and can win at any time. And so this is one of those matchups that you have to take seriously. And, I'm excited that we have it at home. But we see the talent that they have, and we have to be on top of our game. I mean, we have to play at our best, because this is another opportunity for us to make another statement and to play another week and to focus on trying to go 1-0. But you get that done by going to work and staying humble and staying hungry for it all. And so we have tons of respect for Kansas. I have tons of respect for the coaching staff. Lance Leipold's an amazing man and coach, and so I have so much respect for him as a leader, and he'll have his guys ready. And you, just like they did last week, they can get up on you and beat a ranked team. So nothing's easy in this conference, and we don't anticipate it being easy. But in order for things to go our way, we have to play at our best every week. This week no different than last week.
We'll take our last question from J. Drew.
Kalani, the initial college football rankings, playoff rankings came out last week. Are you have any interest in talking about that at all, or I'm assuming that it's just a distraction at this point and you're probably not really concerned on where BYU has landed?
No, I'm not. I wasn't concerned about where BYU was landed in August, and so I'm not going to really worry about it right now either. I'm so focused on getting this team better and improved, and myself even. When I say this team, it's like, starts with me. What can I do differently, and how can I improve from last week? And there's a lot of room for me to improve on from last week to now, and so I'm focused on that, focused on what we can do, what we can control with this team, and not worried about the distractions, like you said, whether they're in favor of us or not. I mean, we've got to just go to work and try to find a way to win Super Bowl number 10.